I am becoming more and more convinced in my life that we are not human beings looking for what it means to be spiritual, but rather we are spiritual beings who are looking for what it means to be human. That may sound like a reversal of what we usually think. Don't we usually think of ourselves as, well, we're human beings and we're trying to learn what it means to be spiritual? I don't know. I'm beginning to think it's quite different than that. By spiritual beings, I think we are by nature spiritual. Spiritual to me means that we are the ones of all of creation who search for meaning. Remember years ago in college studying philosophy, we are the meaning makers. We search for meaning. We ask the why questions. That search that we're on. St. Augustine once said, "Restless is my heart until it rests in you, O Lord." That restlessness is that searching that we have in our lives. So we are spiritual. I think from the moment we're born, we're spiritual. We are searching for that. And I think what we're searching for is what it means to be human. Think about it. We've got a lot to do, a lot of work to do on this human thing. Look around the world. Read the newspaper today or tomorrow. In our nation, in the world, we haven't mastered this human thing yet. And it looks like when you read Scripture, we don't have a very good track record of it. The story of salvation history is God trying to show us what it means to be human. Until we come to this feast we celebrate tonight, this feast of the Incarnation, it's like God is saying, I'm going to send my Son. I'm sending the Christ. I'm sending Jesus. This is what it looks like. This is what it looks like to be human. Look to Christ, who will give you the meaning of life, will give you the meaning that you are searching for in your spiritual life, what it means to be human. We celebrate today the feast of the Incarnation, of the holy, of the divine, imploding into creation, imploding into our flesh, the Incarnation. We don't celebrate the excarnation, somehow leaving the human, leaving creation. The story we tell tonight is not about someone who has some kind of an experience of God out there, and we look up to that. But rather, the Holy has come into our midst to show us who we are, and to call us into the fullness of who we are and what we can become. Sometimes when we think it's about the spiritual search, we can write things off. We can think of people who we think are really holy people, and what we're really saying is they're really human. But sometimes we can write them off as, well, they're just so holy. Well, not everybody can be like that. Well, maybe Jesus could be like that, but I can't be like that. See, we can safely put it at a distance when we think our call is to be spiritual, but we already are spiritual. We're searching. But it's being fully human that is the real challenge, I think, in our lives. So how do we engage in that? How do we look into being fully human? Sometimes I think we think it's all up here. We can think our ways into it. Far be it from me to pass up a Christmas Eve service without quoting one of my favorite spiritual writers, Richard Rohr. It's a line you may have heard, and it can sound trite unless you really engage with it. And the line is this. I wrote it down to make sure I remember. We do not think our way into new ways of living. We live our way into new ways of thinking. Do you hear the nuance in that? We don't think our way into new ways of living. We live our way into new ways of thinking. You see, and we religious folks are pros at this. We think we've got it all figured out up here. And that's one of the great traps. Many of the people at the time of Jesus could not even open themselves to Jesus because they had it all figured out up here. And Jesus did not fit into their thinking. This wasn't what the Messiah was supposed to look like. This wasn't what the Christ was supposed to be like. And so they closed him out. We can do that in our lives too. We can close out God right in our midst, right before us, because it doesn't fit into our thinking. Or at times we can be so locked into our thinking that we're afraid to grow in that thinking as experience speaks to us and calls us to perhaps something new. And the wondrous story tonight that we hear are these humble, simple folks who come to the manger, this great mythic story. They come to this manger and they encounter the Christ. This story is symbolic of the fullness of Christ's life, of people who are able to come to Christ and see who he is and who he's calling them to be. You can't encounter Christ without having your life transformed. And that's how Jesus transformed people's lives. He didn't approach it from here. He said to people, follow me. Follow me. Some of those early disciples, follow me. Walk with me. Let me show you what it looks like. Let me show you what it means to be human. Walk with me. Let me show you. And as people walked with Christ, they opened themselves to that experience, and their thinking was transformed. This spiritual journey that we walk is this endless process of opening ourselves to the experience of life in our midst, the experience of the holy. It's what we mean by a mystic. Mystic isn't some special human being, but every single one of us is a special kind of mystic. We're all open to the experiences of our lives if we can open ourselves to those and allow them to transform us and change us. And if we're afraid of that, if we're afraid to grow in our thinking, we might as well just pack up and walk through those doors and go home. Because this whole experience of this faith journey we walk is encountering the Christ, allowing Christ to show us who we can be, to show us what this world can look like, to show us who we can be one to another, and open ourselves up. That, to me, is the great message of this feast of Christmas, this feast of the Incarnation. In the world we live in, our bishop, Bishop Curry, often refers to the nightmare in which we live. The world of prejudice, the world of hatred, the world of violence, the world of racism, the world that hurts each other. Violence and oppression. It's not the dream that God has for this world. It's not what it means to be human. But Jesus calls us and shows us what it means. And that's the great feast we celebrate. The divine, the holy, coming into our midst, enabling us to see things in a new way. And the invitation is to open our lives to that and allow ourselves to grow in our understanding of who we are, of who God is, and what this world can be. And so as we gather together tonight, I invite you to look, read the scriptures in a new light. Read the scriptures not just as a story of holy people who are beyond anything I can ever do, but read the scriptures as a sign, as a call to what it means to be human. And I guarantee it'll be pretty engaging and challenging, because it's not easy to accept that call. The wonder of who we can be. And so we here at St. Paul's gather as a community of faith because we know of who we can become. And we can only do it together in community, following this Christ, experiencing this Christ, and allowing ourselves to be called into the fullness of the life offered to us. into the fullness of the dream and the vision that God has for this world. Merry Christmas.